Aging Today is made possible in part by FSU's Pepper Institute on Aging and Public Policy and the Claude Pepper Center, researching the challenges and possibilities of an aging society.
I'm Ann Barrett, Director of FSU's Pepper Institute on Aging and Public Policy, and this week's Aging Today question is, who are the workers providing paid care to older Americans? Most of the care provided to older adults needing assistance comes from their families, especially the women in them. However, many older Americans receive care from paid workers, either in their own homes or in places like assisted living facilities and nursing homes. The work of these personal care aides is physically taxing. They move people in and out of bed, help them stand and walk, and assist with showers. It's no surprise that they face one of the highest risks of non-fatal injuries in the workplace, about 26 injuries a year for every 100 full-time workers, compared with the average across all occupations of only 3 injuries. Despite these risks, the pay is low, only about $23,000 a year. And like most low-wage occupations, many of the workers are women and minorities. About 85% are women, and nearly half are African-American or Hispanic.
Listen to archives of Aging Today at wfsu.org/agingtoday. Aging Today is a service of FSU's Pepper Institute on Aging and Public Policy, the Claude Pepper Center, and WFSU. Content provided is the opinion of the sponsors and not of WFSU.